Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum, and welcome to another edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isop, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45. Today being the third of Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi'ul Akhir, 3rd of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446, corresponding to the 7th of October, 2024. You can send in your messages and your recipes request, or if you have a recipe that you'd like to share with us, you can send it through on the numbers 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Okay, so inshallah, we're going to begin with our first recipe is for a chicken skewer. The chicken skewer. So inshallah, let us begin. You're going to need 400 grams of a chicken fillet cubed. Three tablespoons of black pepper powder. One tablespoon of paprika. One tablespoon of garlic powder. One tablespoon of mayonnaise. One tablespoon of lemon juice. One teaspoon of chili powder. Salt to taste. And 1 tablespoon of oil. For your butter sauce, you're going to need 1/2 cup of melted butter. 1/2 cup of melted butter. You're going to need some chopped dhanias. You're going to need chopped garlic. You're going to need some chili powder. Then you're going to need some black pepper. Garlic powder. And this you're going to need 1 teaspoon of each. For the measurements, it's going to be 1 teaspoon of each. Mix well and baste on the cooked chicken skewers. For your lemon and herb potatoes, you're going to need 3 medium potatoes chopped.
Fifty mLs of freshly squeezed lemon juice.
1 garlic clove chopped. 2 teaspoons of black pepper powder. You're going to need some salt to taste. 1 teaspoon of Cajun spice. 1 teaspoon of Cajun spice. 1 tablespoon of thyme or any other herb of your choice. In a pot, you're going to add all of the ingredients and cover with just enough water to cook the potatoes until done. If you want, you can add sliced lemons to the pot when cooking. Use a vegetable broth instead of water for more flavor. Thereafter, you're going to marinate the cubed chicken fillets. Marinate the cubed chicken fillets in all the above ingredients for 1 hour. Once cooked, top with the butter sauce and serve with lemon and herb potatoes. And that was the ingredients for the chicken skewers. If you do want any of the recipes, you can send your messages on those numbers again. It's 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84-786-3132. Our next recipe is for a green pepper steak. Green pepper steak. So you're going to cook 1 kilo steak. You're going to cook 1 kilo steak. Then you're going to need 2 teaspoons of garlic. 2 teaspoons of garlic. 1 teaspoon of steak and chops masala. 1 teaspoon of steak and chops masala. 3 tablespoons of mayo. 3 tablespoons of mayonnaise. 2 teaspoons of chili powder. 2 teaspoons of chili powder. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of arad. 1 teaspoon of arad. Then you're going to cook the meat until it's soft. You're going to cook the meat until it's soft. Then you're going to melt 100 gram of butter. You're going to melt 100 gram butter. Then you're going to add in 1 finely diced onion. You're going to add in 1 finely diced onion and 1 finely diced green pepper. 1 finely diced green pepper. Add in 2 slit chilies. Add in 2 slit chilies. And you're going to allow to soften. Then you're going to add in the steak with 1/2 cup of tomato sauce. 1/2 cup of tomato sauce. 1/2 cup of chili sauce. 1/2 cup of chili sauce. 1/2 cup of chili sauce. Then 1/4 tin of tomato puree. 1/4 tin of tomato puree. 2 teaspoons of dana jiru. 2 teaspoons of dana jiru. 1/2 cup of water. add in half a cup of water. Then you're going to simmer till incorporated. Simmer till incorporated. Then you can serve with the rice and spiced cube potatoes. And that is for a green pepper steak. So inshallah, we're going to go for a small nasheed break. And when we come back, we will continue. We're going to wait for your messages to come through. And we will continue with the recipe segment, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
And it's gone 28 minutes past 12 Central African Time. And we've got another recipe that came in. We say Jazakallah Khairan to the listener. And this is for a Millilagan steam style. Millilagan steam style recipe. So they say it's almost like a kaman without semolina or eno. Chopped spinach can be added. Cooked meats can be added as well. So you're gonna beat 3 eggs. You're gonna need 1/3 a cup oil. 1/3 a cup oil. 60 grams of melted butter. 60 grams of melted butter. You're gonna beat well till it's fluffy. Then you're gonna add in half a can of cream style corn. Add in half a cup of cream style corn. 1 teaspoon of dhana jeera. 1 teaspoon of full dhana jeera powder. A handful of steamed robot peppers. Then you're gonna put in a little crushed garlic if you prefer. Then you're gonna put in 1 tablespoon of green chilies to taste. A little crushed whole jeera. Then a freshly grounded black pepper. Then you're going to need a handful of chopped green dhania. One teaspoon of kasuri methi. Then you're going to mix well and beat by adding. A 3/4 cup of lukewarm. 3/4 cup of lukewarm water. Now you're going to add in 1.5 cups of mixed flour. 1.5 cup of mixed flour. Three teaspoons of full baking powder. Then you're going to add in some grated cheese, any amount you prefer. Then you're going to mix well. Then the batter will be a bit like a cup batter, cupcake batter. The batter will be a bit like a cupcake batter. Then we're gonna pour in a well greased casserole. Pour in a well greased casserole. Thereafter, you're gonna place in a dish or an oven tray filled with water. You're gonna place it in a dish or oven tray filled with water. Then you're gonna steam in an oven at 200 degrees. Steam in oven at 200 degrees for about 40, plus minus 45 to 50 minutes or more. Once done, till a nice light brown cover. Once done, till a nice light brown color. Then you're going to make a vagar with it, with the ghee. Then you're going to make a vagar with the ghee. You can make vagar with the ghee or a butter, little mustard seeds. Or butter, little mustard seeds, crushed curry leaves. Slitted green chilies, chopped dhania leaves. Then you're going to pour it over and then you're going to slice it once it's cold or edible to eat. And that was the recipe for the Millilagan steam style. Millilagan steam style. So inshallah, we're going to go for a break, and when we come back, we will start with our discussion inshallah today. Maulana Zaid just indicating to give him some time, maybe about 3-5 minutes, then inshallah he will notify me when he is ready. So inshallah, let us go for a break, and then when we return, we will continue with our discussion. Today is a bit of a surprise, because even myself, I don't even know what Maulana got in surprise for us. But Maulana, the video. Mafakanya, you wanna? Yes?
7th of October.
7th of October.
Oh, he's gonna be discussing the 1 year anniversary of the attack that took place, which started the war in Gaza. So inshallah, we're gonna be discussing that. So we are gonna go for a small break, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Falastum min ummati. Whose fatwa is this? This is not AK's fatwa or AK-47's fatwa. This is the fatwa direct from Imam Zainul Abidin. Falastum min ummati. You don't belong to this ummah.
Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
ما رددت يا رب
العالمين. It's 20 minutes to 1 Central African time, and like we said, that we're going to discuss the events and with the build up from last year, 7th of October 2023, right up to present day, the change of events, how the Muslims have gained victory, the death of Hafiz Ismail Haniyeh, a shaheed. The new appointment of the Hamas leader, Yahya Sinwar. Then there was the elections that are taking place. And then Kamala Harris says that in the news today that nowhere did the U.S. say that they are allies to Netanyahu. So all that we're going to be discussing, inshallah. And how this is the build-up to one of the signs of Qiyamah, because it is also mentioned that this, with the time, the end of time is near. So inshallah, we're going to be handing over to Maulana Saeed Khan, inshallah. Brother, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Haji Suleiman?
Alhamdulillah, you Mawlana.
Alhamdulillah, you touched a few hot plates there.
I have to say. You have to see, you know, in this day and age, with electricity, alhamdulillah, we haven't had a problem with ESCOM.
Alhamdulillah.
But, you know, when you buy a stove, you switch on all the plates to check if all the plates are working. So this year, check if all the plates are working.
I have to use the recipe vocab. That's why I chose.
Oh, mashallah.
But for war and jihad, there's no recipe vocab.
Let me give.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So as you've mentioned, you said about last year, 7th of October, 2023. Before that, as a preamble, we as Muslims, we tend to confuse humility and confidence. And because of this lack of understanding, lack of knowing where's the point of humility, where's the point of respect, where's the point of strength, where's the point. So I'll just share with you this here. One day, our teacher, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Ali Saab Damat Barakatuhu, Sheikh al-Hadith taught us major kitabs, Tirmidhi, and many other kitabs in fiqh as well. So it's hard to mention each one here, but nonetheless, one day he was walking up the stairs. And you know how we are as South Africans, especially, just there to show, you know, we're there for help, but to lean on. But when it comes, time comes, where are we then? But nonetheless, many are there. I'm not saying all, but I'm saying in terms of presenting ourselves physically, physical help, physical assistance. When it comes to monetary, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jalla reward us. But when it comes to physical, so then I placed my hand there, but there was no strength in the hand. I was trying to be humble. So he said, make it strong. He said in Urdu, make it strong. And as I did that, then he said, now it's helpful. Now it's beneficial. Now you're serving as help and as a benefit. But as long as you're just putting your hand there, it's not really for assistance. And this is what I'm saying, to identify, to differentiate between humility and strength. Humility, and when you're on the battlefield, there's no place for humility there. Of course, your intention has to be strong. Your tawakkul has to be strong. Your iman on the whole has to be strong. Your focus, your sidq, all of that comes out on the battlefield. So I'm saying to you, in this year, when people approach you and they ask you about 7th of October, then do not give their, meaning the enemy's, narrative. Rather give the Muslim narrative, and that is, we deserve to be defended sometimes. And not sometimes, you can see and you focus, we spoke about it this morning. When they say to you 7th of October, you tell them, in the US, 16th of October, 2023, approximately 10 days after. So 15th or 16th of October, 2023. A couple moved to Palestine, a couple from Palestine, in fact, moved to the US to seek refuge. And they had a son then. The son was 6 years old, only for the landlord, who is a US citizen, to stab that son 26 times to death. To stab him 26 times to death. So there was no Hamas there, absolutely nothing there. So why does the US not then label him a terrorist? What has happened to him? These are questions. Anyway, coming back, when they present to you this year, there is so many of massacres and everything that took place, which took place, we mentioned most of them in the morning. However, there was no chance to get through all of them as well. So you have to present these real facts. You need iman. You need to be unshakable. You need strength. You need to know what you are going to say, presentation. Like Suleiman, you've mentioned now about Kamala Harris, who says that we are not allies of Netanyahu. So you're not allies of Netanyahu. But then you, in the past year, $17.9 billion in military aid for this genocidal war. The Brown's University Costs of War Project, they did an investigation. They said an additional 4.86, apart from the 17.9 billion, that is $4.86 billion went into stepped up U.S. military operations in the region. So when you say all of that, do you really mean it? Or is it, again, you're changing your language just to get some votes again? You know, Kamala Harris, she's been changing her language, her gender, her color. No, sorry, that was the one who changed their gender was actually Joe Genocide. She changed the race, Indian, then this, then that, just to see how she can curry favor and get the different votes. However, when you see the Quran Sharif, so that's one aspect, that mental confidence. Then you look at the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remember the Imam of the Haramain, the Imam, in fact, of Masjid al-Aqsa, he gave a lecture. After that, they locked him up. In that lecture, and I found it the other day because I said I must transcribe this lecture. It's one in a million. And from his heart, he presented this here from the member of Masjid al-Aqsa. And it just took place after the 7th of October. You on YouTube also, I knew sooner or later they're going to remove it. Maybe with some effort, you can still find it somewhere. But they have taken it out. And he quoted this verse here. And when he quoted that verse, I remember I was giving a Jumu'ah also in Kelvin. And I said, I'm going to speak on all of this here. But I didn't end up mentioning the whole thing. I just spoke on a few points of it. And the verse he quoted then was verse 160 of Surah Al-Imran. That is Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 160. And the verse, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem. إِيَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists you, then nobody and nobody will ever overpower you. This is the lesson that we've learned from Hamas. We just gave you the facts now. $17.9 billion and an additional $5 billion, if you round it off, another $5 billion in this year in total genocide. But yet the Mujahideen, and what's Gaza when you speak of Gaza? Gaza is here. If you're in Lanesia and you take Sandton, so Lanesia to Sandton, you will say is 40 kilometers approximately, right? So that's the strip, that's your open air prison, and still they cannot defeat the enemy. So instead of saying how many deaths, how many, some news agencies, they just focus on this. So you making the hearts of Muslims weak by mentioning all of these facts. But when you say facts such as this morning, facts such as now, which we said to you, Hamas released more missiles. And what did they do? This was not just in or aimless. This was in central Tel Aviv. And they said, we are aiming for this year. So when you are aiming for Tel Aviv and 1 year on, you're still equipped. What does that tell you in the light of this verse? This verse is telling you it's futuristic as well. Although if you look at the whole before and after, it's referring to Uhud. But the verse, the principle, the law is forever. Allah's help is with you, and they are showing it to you, O Ummah. إِيَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهِ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. And I will echo the words of Masjid, the words of the Imam of Masjid al-Aqsa, since perhaps he's still locked up, or Allah Azza wa Jal knows where he is. But those very same words, which he is now echoing in my ears, I am saying it to you. إِيَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهِ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. If Allah helps you, then nobody and nobody can overpower you. And what happens? And if he, look at the flip side now. وَإِيَخْذُلْكُمْ. And if he abandons you. فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ. Who's going to help you after that when Allah has abandoned you? Who is there? And then Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ Upon Allah should the mu'mineen place their trust on. And whoever, you know, in Surah Al-Talaq, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ Whoever places his trust in Allah, then Allah suffices for that person. This is really something beautiful to see. Never mind the statistics, you know, on the Monday of every October. So this is the first Monday of this October, and it's the 7th of October. So it coincides, if the Monday the first Monday coincides, then it will be in October specifically, we say. Then it is World Habitat Day. World Habitat Day. So when you speak of World Habitat Day, where's the habitat in Palestine? Where's the habitat in Gaza? Do they not need, or are they not human enough, as we like to say always? So here on this occasion, the Palestinian Central Bureau of Statistics, they came out and they said, look, you want to speak of World Habitat Day? Take note and make sure you're taking more notes. 384,000 housing units were damaged as a result of Israeli occupation against Gaza. And you want to speak more, 204 hospitals, 391 masajid, 883 universities, and an additional 156,000, which falls under the category of the rest of the buildings damaged. And still, despite all of that, there you have the Mujahideen. There you have those Palestinians of Gaza and the rest serving as a resistance for us. Allah says to you, place your trust on Him. To end off this, do we really have trust in Allah? You have all the comforts that you live in. Look from roof to your feet. How much you're enjoying. You can easily go to your bathroom now. You can easily go to the kitchen now. You can easily go to the different places. And you're enjoying. Yet, what has happened to our tawakkul? There's no tawakkul. A challenge hits us. It's finished. Game over. No. You have to put your trust. Recite the Quran Sharif. Learn the lessons of the Quran Sharif. Then you will become people of the Quran Sharif. When you leave the house, easy, simple dua for tawakkul. Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Simple. You all know Bismillah. You all know tawakkaltu ala Allah. You all know la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So many benefits. Allah will guide you. Allah will suffice for you. Allah will protect you. Shaitan distances himself from such a person. So there, wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sharif. Then you will become people of the Quran Sharif.
And Jazakallah khairan to Maulana Zahid for those beautiful and inspiring words. And in Surah Talaq, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ Those who have a tawakkal in Allah, Allah will make a way out for them. You know, I was just thinking this weekend, Maulana, I was reading, you know, when we read the Quran, we read the Arabic, but we don't understand what we are reading. You know, we just do Quran reading like for the tilawat and for the sake of the Quran. You know, we read, we understand one word, Ya ayyuhan nas, Ya ayyuhan muzammil, Lokanallahu, you know, words like that there. But do we actually know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to? And you know, in many places, I started it this weekend from Surah Fatiha. And Alhamdulillah, I'm on Surah Nisa. And there's many a places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that do not fear of the people. If you have the faith and tawakkal in Almighty Allah, Allah will be on your side. So don't fear the people of this world when they try to transgress you. Because if you have the power and the might of Allah backing on your side, everything will go your way. So
yeah, and this is somebody explained beautifully. Tadabbur. What is tadabbur? How do you learn the Quran Sharif? There's so many ulama. And I can say there is a good amount if you approach them and say, you know what, I want to learn the Quran. And we're speaking about the ulama who's going to teach you properly, and they themselves are on the haq. Then they understand the Quran Sharif. Then it's what an easy way. You learn from them directly. And of course, you're not going to become a mufassir or something, but the meanings of the Quran Sharif. And there we also like to address that all those who are serve humanity, and if you have the Quran Sharif, teach them the Quran Sharif, make an opportunity. The masajid for Allah, use a place in the masjid and start teaching. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And inshallah, we will continue with our segment from 12 to 12:45, inshallah, from tomorrow, inshallah. From the team of Marka Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Yusuf, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45, 12:50. Bi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marka Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.